Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my magical cohort, Frank.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I stand here with my wand and my staff.
Why do you have a wand and a staff? Isn't that kind of redundant?
Well, I wasn't really sure what to bring. I wasn't sure if it was like a casual affair.
Was the wand casual or is the staff casual?
Yeah, no. The wand is casual. The staff is for formal attire.
Well, see, I figure like the staff is like for walking great distances. So like, I feel like the staff would be opposite.
No, it's more of a it's a staff for show. You know, so
I see, like so a walking cane
you
or something.
You put on your good robes and you go out with the staff.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Okay, I guess the wand would then be for long journeys or something like that because it's light and easy to carry.
Portable, yeah.
Yeah, sure, makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Backpack pocket of your jeans.
Cool. Okay, great. So, we are drinking the same thing as the previous episodic episode, which I know is redundant. Yes, don't write in. So, is it Leff? Leafy?
I think it's Leff.
Leffi?
Leff.
Leviathan?
Nope.
Leppinen?
Nope.
No, okay.
Nope. Leff Belgian Ale.
Gotcha.
It's still good.
Mm-hmm. It is still good.
It's still delicious.
Yes, it is.
All the things I said about Belgian ale last week, it hold true today.
Yes, they do.
All right. Whatever I said about Belgian ale last week. Color. Magnificence. Anyway. So November is inundated with wizards or sorcerers.
Yeah.
Or something.
So it seems if you look at Hollywood.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so many magicians. Ozzy Osbourne. Deborah Osborne. No, I don't know.
No. Yeah. I don't really know.
So there's magic in the air. There's fantastic beasts and where to find them. There's Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Nope, those are the only two.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of movie. Like, you know, in the grand scheme, how many movies come out every month? And two of them are about like major wizards or sorcerers or whatever you want to call them.
Sorcery.
What is this sorcery? So, I have a list of some of my favorite wizards and witches.
So do I.
Did you just do wizards or did you also do witches?
I did wizards.
I will remove one of mine then.
Okay. I have a few wizards and an honorable mention.
Which is a witch or a wizard?
Also a wizard, but if you want to...
Nope, I will stick with the wizards. We'll keep this sexist. It's fine. No problem. No. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I did say wizards when I suggested this topic to you.
Which is why I...
Yeah, because I was thinking Doctor Strange and Fantastic Beasts, you know.
Okay.
And so that's fine. Would you like to go first?
Okay, I will go first. For my first trick, I am going to go with... I'm going to go with one that I think we might be both of our lists, and that is Merlin.
Oh, Merlin is on my list. Yes, right. Very good.
Good.
Very good.
Both from the actual Arthurian legend, but mostly from the Sword and the Stone.
Sword and
the Stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can just pick it to Bermuda.
Yeah. What's Bermuda? Oh, it's an island off the coast that hasn't been discovered yet. Merlin in Sword of the Stone is like, Merlin's a grumpy bugger, right?
Yes,
he is not a pleasurable character.
No,
really.
He's a grumpy grandpa.
Except that he's not. In original Arthurian legend, he's like 40 when Arthur is a grown man. Because when Arthur's born, he's in his 20s.
Right.
And so when Arthur becomes king, or when Arthur even just is king, he's only in his 40s. Right. Like, you know, and usually he's depicted like the long, like the old man with the long beard. I'm like, if that's what you look like at 40. Well,
people only live to 30.
Yeah. He's 10 years past the expiration date. Yeah. No. So it's funny that like became part of our understanding of Merlin. Yes.
Long if, white beard, you know.
Right. But that's
robes. Cap,
right. But that's not. But that's not really Merlin. Right. And so Merlin's interesting because he's like the son of a demon, or is like a half, he's like a half demon wizard, like child, who spoke for God because medieval stories.
Yep.
And so, but everyone was kind of afraid of him, was like, but he's a demon ish care, but he speaks for God, and we're just very confused. we can't read. We only look at the stained glass and go, that's a story.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what it means because of the glass. And so Merlin's real interesting, but like, he's like, I mean, we kind of elevate Arthur and Merlin to this like heroic chivalrous status, right? You know, it's the age of chivalry.
Right.
But I mean, like, they've together have done terrible things.
Yes.
You know, like, they're responsible for, like, the May Day accident. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Yeah. So, for those of you who don't know, May Day is when Merlin finds out that Arthur had an affair with this queen, and that the child of that affair was going to grow up and kill Arthur and destroy this whole kingdom that he would have created by that point. And so they're like, oh my God, what are we gonna do? I got it. Let's take all the babies in the kingdom, put them on a boat, and then sink the boat.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Like, so not only they kidnap babies and then kill them.
Yep.
And Merlin and Arthur are like, good job, team.
We did it.
We make a good team, you and me. We're so good at our jobs.
This is so great.
Except that there's So all the babies die. The accident happens and all the babies die except for one, which is Mordred,
right?
Because he's adopted by these kind people and he still grows up and kills Arthur anyway. Spoiler alert for something that came out hundreds of years ago. Yeah. I mean, I was around. I don't know what you were doing. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, so Merlin is super interesting, but still, even when I still think of Merlin, though, I still think of Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, me too.
I think of Disney's Sword in the Stone.
That's the first thing I think.
Yeah.
Of.
Oh, see, boy. See?
Yeah.
You know. What? Oh, the castle's back that way. Oh, so it is. Yeah. It's just
he's
sad.
He's a delight.
He is a delight. He's a delight. And he's still a grumpy bugger in that movie.
Yeah, he is.
You're like, look, I'm a squire. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's just like,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm going to do it with this kid.
I'll turn you into a human.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. I just watched it recently. That's why all these lines are in my head.
I really do need to watch it soon.
Yeah.
It's such a fantastic film.
It's great. It is so really not a fantastic film all at the same time. Like, it's good for like half, two thirds. And then for whatever, like when he becomes a squire, it swan dives.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's probably true.
Yeah. I never actually, when I was a kid, Mim used to scare the crap out of me.
Mim was scary when I was little. Yeah.
Mim,
yeah, yeah.
Mim was real scary.
Mim!
Yeah.
Mim! Oh, man.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I don't have a good...
I'm gone, and yet I'm not gone. Yeah.
I don't have a good feeling for the pacing in that movie, because I had it taped off of TV with the commercials included, so I like I have all these weird act breaks where they don't belong, so like I don't know that I've ever seen it without commercials, ever.
I had it also taped off of TV.
Nice.
It was on the same tape as Star Wars.
Oh, nice.
Yep, it went from Sword in the Stone to Star Wars.
Nice. From one Arthurian story to another.
I know. Maybe it was a double feature.
Hey.
But it definitely wasn't, because my copy got cut off right after he comes back from Bermuda.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Merlin. And then it just cuts. And then so for years, I didn't know the end of the film.
Oh.
Then years later, I find out it's literally 30 seconds later that the movie ends. Like, it's just so barely there. Yeah. Crazy.
So it's like Merlin. Like, it goes right into Star Wars.
It goes to a commercial and then goes into Star Wars, I think. Yeah. Yeah. So funny.
That's funny.
But by that, I used to watch Sword in the Stone actually a lot more than I watched Star Wars.
Mm.
Speaking of Star Wars, I want to give mine. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, nice.
Because he's just a crazy old wizard.
He's a crazy old wizard.
That counts, well right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
just a crazy, yeah, it's just a crazy old wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, what... I mean, and until the first three Star Wars films really are magic. They are yeah. wizards.
Yeah, the Force really. Is magic in those films.
Yeah, and so until the Force is explained, but not really explained, yeah. but explained,
yeah.
there's like a step between. It becomes a little more science than magic.
Yeah.
They are just wizards. I mean, and they still really are. I mean, if you watch any of those, like you could say like, oh, midichlorians tell us to communicate. But that's, what's the difference between the midichlorians and like Merlin communicating with God and
right.
him being
right.
like a demon
yeah,
thing?
Yeah,
like, there,
yeah.
there really is no difference. And so they are still kind of wizards
right.
in that way.
I still think of them sort of as wizards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's just a space wizard.
Space wizards.
Space wizards. Yeah. I mean, I don't have to explain Obi-Wan to you. I don't have to explain why he's great.
Okay.
He did not
yeah.
kill a bunch of babies.
He did not. That makes
was,
him,
that was Anakin, the bad space
that
wizard.
That makes him automatically a winner.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, space wizards count.
Yeah.
I say this because the next one on my list is Yoda.
Yes. Yes.
I debated putting Obi-Wan on my list.
Yeah, I actually had Yoda.
Nice.
And I was like, no, I like Obi-Wan more.
Nice, nice. Yeah, Yoda, Yoda is... presented just to continue on what you were saying, like in those original movies, like the Jedi yeah. basically are wizards. He's very much like the magical mystery
mm-hmm.
around him.
Oh yes,
is a big thing, right? Especially in Empire,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like, you know, who first is, who is this guy, and then it's sort of like he has this very stoic seriousness about him once he gets through the mm-hmm. how you get so big eating food of this guy.
Is my favorite part though.
Oh, that's so great.
He's like,
mine.
Yeah, that's my favorite after, part. Little Yoda butt. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're so cute.
I love yeah. that. When he's like little yeah. mischief Yoda.
Yeah.
And then he becomes serious and you're like, whoa. Like, and he's very quickly imbued with this sense of magical, mystic.
Isn't that nuts considering he's just a puppet?
A puppet.
It's so nuts.
He's Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. Like, I know. Like, I know.
It was really, really something else. But yeah, so Yoda's on my list because of that. He really did have that sort of gravitas mm-hmm. about him that a wizard
does. A wizard should have some gravitas. I agree with you. A wizard that has almost no gravitas whatsoever that I enjoy is Tim the Enchanter from Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That was my honorable mention.
Oh, really? Yes.
There are some who call me Tim.
Tim? Yeah. Just blowing up rocks for no reason. He's like, you're a very busy man, and I don't want to disturb you, but like, he's doing nothing. He's just making explosions for no reason at all.
The sharp, pointy teeth.
Yeah, I warned you. Didn't I warn you? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's all worked up. It's just a rabbit. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. He's just dumb. Yeah. Yeah. But he has no gravitas. It's all like, I don't know, like it's fake gravitas,
yeah.
certainly, where it's
yeah.
like he thinks he has it
yes.
because he can make these explosions
right,
on the
right.
rocks for no reason. Like, he's doing nothing.
He's like, he's a crazy old man. He's a crazy old man with powers.
Yeah.
Like, that's all he is.
He's what Uncle Owen thinks Obi-Wan
yes.
is. Just Obi-Wan in the desert making explosions. Yeah.
Just, like, moving Banthas around.
God, this planet is so boring.
Yeah.
I better start a Tusken Raider war
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly. Got to do something.
Be entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this sand dune over here, I guess I could move it over there.
Yeah, just, ooh, I uncovered a dragon skeleton. Ooh, droids.
Look, sir, droids.
Yeah.
That's why Kister says, that's so wizard, Annie. That's why he says that to him during the Boonta Eve race.
That's so wizard, Annie. No,
he said no.
I know that is so wizard, Annie.
That's so wizard, Annie.
You'll definitely win a race this
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Shut never up.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll even
finish.
I'm trying to impress this 14-year-old queen.
Right.
I don't know. Who's the queen? I'm 8. I haven't gone through puberty yet.
Yeah.
Oh my
Let's
god.
Let's get married.
Yeah.
Four snippet.
Womp womp womp. Yeah. So Tim the Enchanter is mine. So what is your next one?
I like it. I cross that off my list. I'm going to go with something a little more highbrow now.
You're going to go with Prospero for the Tempest.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
What are you doing to me?
He was on. He was my honorable mention.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, you said highbrow, and I'm like, looking at my list, I'm like yeah, Prospero is the only one that anywhere comes close to matching highbrow on this list.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Shakespeare. Is highbrow.
Yeah.
Even if the reference that I'm thinking of is
Wishbone.
Yeah. And I just picture a little floating wishbone as Ariel.
So dumb.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly. He's like in his little Demon Faust outfit.
Yeah. Exactly. Like wings, I think, like flapping.
Even. Yep.
Prosper. Yeah. Tempest is one of the. I wouldn't say I'm super attached to it, but I like the Tempest.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's one of
first in the folio, last to be written.
That's right. And it's one of Shakespeare's less complex.
It's pretty straightforward.
It's yeah.
There's a shipwreck. They're on the island. Get off the island.
Stuff happens.
Gilligan's Island with Shakespeare. Yeah.
Basically,
with
a
wizard.
With a wizard.
Yeah.
But Prospero, you know, kind of manipulates all these people and all these things and brings them together and lessons are learned and hearts are broken.
Prosperity. Yeah, get it.
Yeah.
He was just tired at that point.
He's just sort of like.
I wrote Coriolanus. If you didn't like that, I'm just going to give you this one about a wizard who likes to be prosperous.
He's basically just messing with people.
Yeah,
like they're just his little toys on the board, and he's just going to.
It's my Iliad.
Yeah. It's a silly. It's kind of a silly story. It's one of Shakespeare's sillier plays, but I enjoy it.
Well, he came right off of Titus Andronicus. You know?
Did he really?
No, I don't know. No, that my God, what a mood swing that is!
Yeah, it's like whoa. All right,
dude.
But yeah, I'm gonna go with Prospero because he's one of literature's great wizards.
One of literature's great wizards. Two things on Prospero before we move on from him? Did you ever see the Julie Taymor? Tempest movie where Helen Mirren played Prospero.
No,
me either. Okay, never mind. I was going to ask your opinion.
Cool story.
I was going to ask your opinion.
Okay.
Now we know it exists. One step closer to watching it.
All right.
Second, did you ever download or see Ian McKellen's Shakespeare app?
No.
Okay. So he did this Shakespeare app with Derek Jacobi.
Oh.
And it's the Tempest, which is why I brought it up. And they go through with a variety of other Shakespearean actors. They're them being the most famous of them. He plays Prospero. Jacobi plays the guy on the oldest guy on the ship, the father, but I can't remember his name. And I'm not going to use my lookup. It's not worth it. They're in like a little, like black box, like above, and they read the lines and it's highlighted and it scrolls through the whole show as they're reading them as like acting out the show. And you can click on them and there are like videos and this means this and this is this. And it's really cool. It's really, 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 really well done.
That sounds like a great way to like learn
Shakespeare. Yeah. I wish they would do other shows besides The Tempest.
Sounds like a lot of work to even do one.
Yeah. And the plan is to do many of them.
Okay.
But they chose The Tempest first because it's the first in the folio.
Yeah.
And so I think I don't know if they're working backwards from that way, but at least I know that that's why they chose The Tempest. Their first will be first of the folio will be there first.
Right.
You know, poetry, symmetry, and whatever else. But it's real cool to see Ian McKellen play Prospero.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Is that still available as an app?
I have it. It's called like Hudermistic Shakespeare, Hudermer, something like that.
I bet if you Google Ian McKellen and Shakespeare
app, you will find it. Yeah. So you said Prospero is one of the greatest wizards in all of literature.
Yeah.
To that I say Gandalf the Grey
is
one of my favorite wizards. Also, he's one of the greatest wizards in all of literature.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a big Lord of the Rings guy.
No,
you did
I am
hit
not.
Me with your best shot
we did.
A while ago. Did you ever watch it?
I did not.
No.
It's a big commitment.
Yep. I'm going to watch him right now. Talking to you.
All right.
Look at this commitment.
Whoa.
There's so much commitment to both of you. Anyway. I don't know. Gandalf goes through two phases in Lord of the Rings. Yes. He's Gandalf the Grey, he's Gandalf the White. Gandalf the White is a jerk.
Okay.
Gandalf the Grey is the man.
Okay.
It's like the difference between like, I'm a cool 25-year-old wizard, and the difference between like, I'm a grumpy 80-year-old wizard.
Oh, okay.
Not really that difference, but it's like the two, you know, like when you get, you know, when you get older and you become either the best, you're the best version of yourself or the worst version of yourself. Gandalf the Grey is like the best version of Gandalf without not as powerful, but like the fun, happy, like, I like fireworks and I like drinking and eating and having a good time and going out on adventures. And then Gandalf the White is like, he's very short with everybody. He's like, I don't have time for this, hobbits. We got a world to save and stuff. He's like, not as, he's not as affable.
Okay.
So Gandalf the Grey is pretty spectacular. He's like, oh, my friend Bilbo is here. We will blow smoke rings in the front yard.
Sure, sure.
I'm looking for somebody to share in an adventure with, you know. He's like, oh, good morning. Do you mean a good morning? Do you mean to wish me it's a good morning? Or are you saying that it is a good morning? You know, like, yes, you know, he's kind of gets you riled for, you know, for his own personal amusement.
Yep.
He's like, oh, no, I just put this sign on the door for all these dwarves to show up and I didn't tell you about it. It's like, my bad. Nope.
He's much more of a mischief maker.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a charming old man sort of way, like, oh, what are you going to do?
I'm old cuddly Gandalf. What are you going to do? But yeah, and but I mean, he can be serious, certainly. And he is powerful and whatever else. But Gandalf the White is much more, he's more serious of nature. Mm-hmm. So I don't find him as fun. But I guess when you talk about Gandalf, you got to talk about all of Gandalf. Mm-hmm. So Gandalf is one of my personal favorites.
Nice.
Yes. How about you?
I'm actually going to go with one that you might not expect, and that is Albus Dumbledore.
I figured he was going to be on your list because he's Dumbledore, but at the same time, I didn't expect him to be on your list because you're not a big Harry Potter guy.
I've read all the books.
That doesn't make you a big Harry Potter fan. It just means that
I consumed it all.
You consumed it all, and you did, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's just not your thing.
No, I'm not. I mean, yes, you're right. I'm not a big fan, but I did go through the whole story because I wanted to. I wanted to experience it. Dumbledore is similarly, I think, has that. That sort of mischief maker streak to him, but in a much more like, you know, he is also in a position of authority and everything.
Oddment, blubber, tweak.
But he has that fun little, like, you know, like he'll let his guard down once in a while and kind of, you know, give a wink to Harry or
crackers.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alas, earwax. Yes. You know, I'll just say a bunch of random Dumbledore lines at you while you were trying to explain why you like Dumbledore.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, I can't quote that many of the lines, so someone has to.
Right.
But yeah, I really like that about him, and I like that he is that, like, sort of father figure for Harry. For the first few books there, because nothing bad happened to him at any point. So, you know, no spoilers here.
Harry? Oh, no.
No, Dumbledore.
Oh, nothing, no, nothing no, bad. Nothing. No, he didn't possibly kill his sister. I mean, it's like, whatever. Mm-mm. Nope.
Nobody killed him either.
Nope. Just, oh, is that what you were talking about? Nope. Oh, I went way back.
Yeah. Further back. But, yeah. But yeah.
He's had a tough life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dumbledore. Okay. I agree with you. Dumbledore's great. I love Dumbledore very, very much. I have stories. So.
Okay. Yeah.
To fill time. No, just kidding. So a couple of weeks ago, I had to go to this conference for work, and I was sitting in a panel and this guy was telling us how to teach fantasy literature without using Joseph Campbell, The Hero Journey. Mm-hmm. So it was really interesting. It was real funny because the guy sitting, one of the, my coworkers sitting next to me, like, we were using this app to get on to, like, do this little quiz thing. And the guy was like, you know, you could put your name, you could put Frodo or Sam, you could put Frodo or Sam or whatever you want. And he leans to me and he's like, I want to make him an offer he can't refuse. And I was like, What? I'll get there. So halfway through the panel, it's like an hour and a half panel, halfway through, 45 minutes in, if you didn't know what halfway of an hour and a half was.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He's talking about Frodo and Sam and this journey and the thing where you can look at it this way. And my coworker leans in and goes, oh, that's like what he said earlier. That's a name from like one of these stories. And I'm like, yeah, what are you Like, what are you doing here? He's like, I don't really like fantasy. I thought they were going to teach the hero's journey. And I was like, no, the whole thing was for not the hero's journey. Like, that's what the description said. And he's like, oh, I don't belong here. I thought he was talking about the Godfather. Frodo.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
That's why he's going to make an Aubrey kid reviews.
Oh, my God. He thought it was Frodo. Oh,
yeah. And I was like, Joseph, you don't belong here. That's not his name. I mean, he's fake names.
Joseph, as in Campbell.
Maybe it's a girl. Who's to say?
Good save.
Yeah. So that's my setup story. So we're talking about.
Wow.
So we're talking about Harry Potter. And so before we start talking about it, he's like, full disclosure, I don't really like Harry Potter. And I could feel the whole room tense. Like, the whole room was like, it got deadly really fast.
Oh, man.
And so you don't say that to a room of, like, fantasy lovers.
Yeah, right.
You're in the minority.
Right.
So he is talking about, so he's talking about looking at the text this way or this way, this way. And he's like, and so he's telling a story. He was teaching a class and they were looking at The Hobbit and he was like, what do you think of Gandalf? And they were like, he's just like a Dumbledore knockoff. Like, we've seen it before. And he's like, actually, Gandalf came first, like a couple of decades first.
Like, in fact, several decades,
Dumbledore, it was modeled after Gandalf. Kids are like, nah. I know. So, but he's talking about, you know, he's like, well, Dumbledore, like, is not a great guy. Like, he basically sets up this kid to die.
Mm-hmm,
and he's like telling us, like, it's brand new information. And the whole room is like, yeah, we know. it's in the book. That's a very surface level reading of the book. In fact, you can't get any more surface level because it tells you that in the book.
Right.
We still love him because that's what needed to happen. It was so, so funny. And I was sitting there. I'm like, they're going to throw rotten vegetables at this guy.
He's not reading the room.
No, he was not reading the room. And so it was kind of became just this conversation about Harry Potter. And I was like, I would like to learn what I'm like here for. I love Harry Potter, but I really came here for something else. So I kind of like raised my hand and I'm like, there's a podcast called Beer with Geeks that you should all listen to. No, I'm just kidding. There's a podcast called Harry Potter and the Sacred Text in which every week these two people go through a chapter of Harry Potter chronologically. So starting with Sorcerer's Stone, Philosopher's Stone, whatever country you live in. And they use some kind of sacred reading style to analyze the text. So they've been using Lectio Divina for a few weeks.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and it's really, really interesting. Like, this is what the chapter, this is what it's about. This is, we look at through the lens of family or loneliness or, you know, like this or this or this. And every chapter is looked at differently. And it's broken down in this way. And then they're like, what does it mean for you? What is this? Offer a blessing for one of the characters. It's really good. It's only a half an hour per chapter. It's so great. So, but I told the room this. I'm like, maybe you should listen to this to gain some understanding about Harry Potter that, you know, like maybe you're just not fully grasping, and we can move on with this.
Please.
Because this is the last panel of the day.
Yeah.
I want to go home and I really want to get to the end of this.
Yeah.
So teacher diffused. Yeah. So that is my story about Dumbledore.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my God, that was tense. Couple of minutes. I loved it. Well, tense, you know, for a bunch of teachers.
Well, yeah.
So I had a few more, but I'm gonna cut it down.
Okay.
I'm gonna cut it right down.
I mean, if you want, I only got a couple minutes left. And I actually only have one left on my list.
Okay. So let's do yours. Maybe it's the same as mine.
I doubt it.
Go ahead, what's yours?
It's the Wizard of Oz.
You said no girls. The Wizard of Oz. Glinda was on my
not
list.
Glinda.
That's
oh,
Glinda
okay.
was on my list.
Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. No, the Wizard is not on my on my list because he's not a real wizard. Harry. No. Anyway, so continue. Depends what story you read. Continue.
In name he is.
That doesn't. I could walk around calling myself the governor. That doesn't make me a governor.
But well, you know, Walking Dead. Anyway,
good.
Touche.
Good. Yeah.
But The Wizard of Oz is such a, he's in the movie, at least, he is such a.
No, I love the I love the wizard. I'm with you. I'm just giving you a hard time.
He's the wizard. The wizard.
Yeah.
He is such
is a. Is I know it's the same actor.
Mm-hmm.
Is it actually supposed to be the wizard?
I don't think so.
Do you think he's like, he just puts on fake hair and a wig and just runs down the hallway?
Hey, man, that wizard guy's a real dick, isn't he, guys? Huh?
Yeah, right.
What do you guys all think about him?
Right. But it's like, that's basically like, it's like, that's his like man on the street persona.
I've never met him, but I hear he's a real jerk.
Yeah, I mean, I work in the place, but I've never met him. You know, what do you guys think? You know, the wizard will see nobody, not know how, you know.
No, no, I don't think it's supposed to be him. Okay. I don't think it's supposed to be him because he's like mind. Everybody in that town. Like he is, he's the guy who answers the door.
That's
right?
True. He's the horse. Bell he's the horse. He's the
horse of a different color.
Yeah, yeah. You are correct.
I think he's at least one other guy.
Maybe he cloned himself. Maybe he's a scientist.
Maybe that's it.
He created that giant holographic face. He's got some skill.
He's got some. Yeah, I don't know. I just like him. He's just such a lovable little guy.
No, he is.
He's a little putt.
They're called Good Deed Doers.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up.
He's such a rube who found himself in this place, and they crowned him king, and he's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm actually not good at arithmetic.
Yeah.
And neither will the scarecrow be. Yeah.
I love that like, he's sort of like just finds himself in this situation and they're all like, you know, the claw, we are eternally grateful.
Oh my god, that's so apt.
And so he's just like, uh-huh,
yeah,
can I have, it's like, you know, Miguel and Tulio Miguel, mighty and powerful gods.
Oh my god,
it's like that.
Well done.
It's like that. That's why I like him.
The wizard. What a great one. I feel like mine just doesn't measure up.
Sorry.
Because the wizard is so good. But, like, we can't talk about sorcerers or wizards and not mention Doctor Strange or Doctor Fate.
Of course.
Like.
Of course.
I'll put both of them out on the table.
Doctor Strange, Fate.
Doctor Strange, Fate. Actually, there is a, when Marvel and DC did their merged characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a Doctor Strange, Doctor Fate combo,
nice.
I think.
Nice.
Yeah. Strange Fate. Doc something. I don't know. I can't remember. I will use my... Nah, I'm not going to use my lookup. I don't really care. It's the end of the episode. I don't care. I'll look it up after the episode.
I put in only 100% for Beer with Geeks, you guys.
I'm only serious. Yeah. You know? I think I like Doctor Strange a little bit more than Doctor Fate. I think Doctor Fate has a really cool look with his golden helmet, the golden helmet of Naboo, of the planet. I got you. Yep. I really like that. I was super jazzed when he was on Smallville that one
time.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
That was great.
In full, like,
in
the helmet.
Full helmet gear. Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it. That was awesome. But I have an affinity for Doctor Strange because he's basically just a wizard Tony Stark. You know,
yes.
That same personality. He's kind of rash and brash, and he's got cool facial hair.
Which Tony loves to...
They're facial hair bros.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. That was
a year ago.
Was that in Iron Man?
It was in Iron Man.
It was in Iron... But it came up again in the the latest issue of Civil War 2, I think.
Nice.
They, like, teleported out and... and Tony was like, Steven, thank you so much. You're my facial hair bro. You're still my facial hair bro. He was like, I still hate you. It's great.
It's so great.
It's a great carryover.
Oh my god.
That panel, I think it's in Iron Man with Tony just with his hand raised.
And he just leaves
and
him
it's
hanging.
Just a moment to moment, just straight down the line, just leaves him hanging.
He's feel like it's like six or nine panels. Maybe just three, but
there's so like just the whole all the way down the page, just waiting for it.
So good.
It's the artist cop out because all I have to do is copy and paste.
Right, right.
But creates
still
great moments, so I don't
so
care.
Good. Yeah.
So yeah, the Doctor Strange book right now by Marvel, I'm really enjoying too because they've like come in like this race. It's called the Empiricals come in and that worship science. So they've killed all the magic in like every parallel universe, and so they're like So he's got nothing left. He's like, I have this magic arrow. That's all I got. Like, this, like, he can't do anything. Yep. And it's really, really interesting. Cool. And they give him like a big cost for magic. And, you know, cause that's the, you know, like, except, yeah. So anyway, we're done. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to talk about this anymore.
No, it's good. And like, that's the reason why we're doing this episode, right? Partly is for Fantastic Beasts, but also partly because of Doctor Strange.
So. Yeah. And we covered the Harry Potter and the Marvel/DC universes, even though I barely talked about Dr. Fate. It doesn't matter. There's so many Dr. Fates. There's the kid in the sweatshirt who wants to be a doctor.
Yeah.
In medical school. There's the real Dr. Fate. There's
the real Dr. Fate's like the real one, though.
That's the one in my mind. Who's back in Rebirth, too? He's in Blue Beetle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. He's like, Marty, you Beetle. Yeah. Yeah. It's we, really magic.
We got to do something about
you. We got to do something about your Beetle. Anyway, Teddy, we got to, Jaime and Teddy, we got to do something about your Beetle. Anyway, all right. Well, you can find us at beerwithgeeks.com. Mm-hmm. You can find us at facebook.com/beerwithgeeks. You can email us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com or at Twitter. Beerwithgeeks, I repeated. No, I didn't repeat any of them.
Yeah, ha,
I'm good. Success. You can rate and review us on iTunes. We really appreciate all of that. Say that Frank's voice is magic.
Okay.
Frank's voice is
sure.
Magic. Okay. So what are you going to say?
I was going to say that Beer with Geeks is magically delicious or something like that, but they can compliment me.
Frank's voice is magic. Rate and review us. Yeah. Frank's voice is magic. You can write that in. If you don't want to write that in, you can just leave us 4 or 5 stars. We'd really appreciate it. Until next time.
Cheers.